Celia. Okay, so you know how I always send you the memes and stuff from Scary Mommy?
Yeah.
They are one of my favorite websites, favorite blogs, and
the
stuff that they post on Instagram, and all, just absolutely hilarious and so relatable. It's one of the first things I feel like I read that I really related to as a parent.
Yeah.
Well, Scary Mommy now has Scary Mommy Speaks, the podcast that you have been waiting for.
So I have been waiting for it.
I think it's going to be really hilarious because, I like I said, I love everything they do. So
yeah, well, with them, like, no topic, you know, is off limits.
Oh, they cover everything. Yeah.
I seriously kind of can't wait until they start talking about post-baby sex because, you know, that's a thing and it hurts and I want to know what they say.
Yeah, that was, yeah, post-baby sex was, that was a thing.
I don't really remember it anymore, but, you know, I don't remember.
Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they talk about that too.
All right, good. I'd like to hear about that also.
So if you, too, want to hear about all kinds of parenting Scary Mommy style, make sure to download and subscribe to the Scary Mommy Speaks podcast from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. With your hosts, I am Jody Sweeten.
I am Celia Behar.
And we are the mamas with the mostest. No,
the host podcast hostess with the mostest.
That's yeah. I'll take that
podcast.
I'll take the yeah. Yes, yeah, I will right. take that.
Whatever.
And this week we have a very special guest on with us. We have Melissa Gissoni. Is it Gissoni or Gissoni?
Gissoni.
Gissoni. Okay.
I was right.
See,
oh
I know. See, I should have listened to you.
Shocked.
It is Melissa Gissoni. And some of you guys might know her. She is, of course, Maddie and Mackenzie Ziegler's mom, but she is quite the well-followed mom on social media in her own right. So why don't you give us your parent stats?
Well, I have two girls. Uh-huh. Lucky me. It's a curse and a blessing.
Yep.
14 and 16.
Wow. Ooh, you're in the thick of it.
You are.
Hormone city.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have so many questions for you.
I have so many crazy answers.
Now, I mentioned it before. On social media, you're like the mom on social media,
yeah.
Like with a capital T. It's kind of amazing. I love following your Instagram and your like
that.
Because same. It's, I mean, I love your posts. I love, oh, the dog is so cute. but what's it like to be sort of the mom of the internet? Like, I feel like people really gravitate towards you because they feel like, you know.
So I really do love Instagram and Facebook, but I do like Instagram because I feel like kids actually like me on Instagram and they listen to me, because when I see a kid post something mean, I just say, please be nice. Don't be rude. And I'm never mean to the kids. I sometimes want to be, but I bite my tongue. But I so enjoy posting. And my kids are sometimes say, Mom, I can't believe you posted
I
that.
I was going to ask that.
Yes, yes.
Like, wait, I got to tell you what I did. So my friend, Glenn, who I adore, it was his birthday the other day.
Yes, Glenn Nutley.
Glenn Nutley. He's like my bestie. I love him so much. I posted the cutest picture of me kissing him.
Yes, it was really cute.
And I didn't realize it was the picture that the girls made me have this huge butt and made me really skinny. And I can't see. So Mackenzie's like, Mom, you posted the wrong picture. That was the picture that
Maddie
and I...
Did they
mess with it on filters? That's why?
Oh. My butt was like Kim Kardashian, and I was really skinny, and my legs were like this. And I quickly took it down and then reposted the other one, and everybody on social media loved it. They were laughing at me so hard, and it was just...
That's
so
awesome.
Do your kids get like genuinely embarrassed, though, with what you post, or is it more like teasing you?
Oh, no. I embarrass them. Big time.
I love embarrassing my kids.
That's the point of having kids, right? Like,
yes.
When I go with my kids into the grocery store and they're playing good music, you best believe your ass I get down in the middle of the freezer aisle.
Also, I do cartwheels.
They are like, Mom, I was dancing at Zoe. We went to a little tour for Zoe's middle school.
Right.
And I was like dancing. And I realized like that was the worst possible place to dance, was like at her little middle school.
You know what new punishment is when Harper is acting up in the morning when I'm dropping her off at
this
school.
This is brilliant. Yes, I do.
It was, instead of yelling at her now, because she can have such an attitude, my 12-year-old, when I drop her off, you know, middle school. If she continues the attitude as we pull into the school parking lot, I roll down all the windows. I blast something embarrassing like Neil Diamond as loud as I can. And I sing it at the top of my lungs, like while boogieing, and she will like sink in her seat, and she's like, "Stop it, stop it, stop!" Like she's under. I mean, she's can't handle it, and I'm like, "You got to get out of the car, get out, go to school." I'm like, "What's the problem?" And maybe tonight when you come home, you'll have a better attitude. And she like tries to like slither out of the car.
I love that.
And I'm like, and then I just yell at her. I'm like, "I love you so much. I love you." And I say her full name. I'm like, "Bye bye, Harper. I love you." And she's like, "I don't know who that is." I'm like, runs away. It's so much better than yelling at her.
That's amazing. That's, I do it all that's the time. That's a great same parenting tip of the week.
Now, mom hack.
Mom hack. Yeah, right. Well, now here is our here's our thing. Yeah, our never thought I'd say this of the week.
It's yours.
It's mine. It's mine. And I never thought that I would have to say to my child, "What the hell are these other TikTok accounts that you have?"
Four.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Secret social media accounts.
I've been there, done that.
Oh, God.
I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, Mike, this is how, this is it.
I know.
And they, so I'll to give a little backstory on this. My daughters do not have official social media. I think my older one might have one that her dad runs or whatever, but they don't have any social media.
Mine either.
But they do have TikTok, which was like the Musical.ly thing, right? And they love making the videos and doing all that kind of stuff.
Mine has that as well.
Right. And my kids never let me do one with them. Just saying.
Right. Yeah. No. I at first was very. I was like, TikTok. What videos? I was very confused. But anyway, now that I know what it is,
yeah.
Zoe has an account, so I you know would go on there and watch it or whatever. And then Celia and her girls were over here one night, and Harper and Zoe are in the room, and they're you know playing or whatever. And we're like, let's go on and see what videos they're making.
Uh-huh. Because Harper has her one.
Because Harper has her one account.
I think.
Right. And so we go on to Harper's account.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's just see who.
Who's she following?
Who's she following? Yeah. You know, let's like, who's she following? Who's following her? That was what it was. Because we want to see who could follow if it was private.
Oh, right, right. It was private.
So we start going through and I see this one with a picture of Zoe. And it's like biscuit eating Bish or something. Like B-I-C-H. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yep.
What is this? And I look, and now I will say that most of the 98% of the videos were fine. They were like stupid little video, whatever. Right, but then there were a couple.
There were a couple. I'm with you.
I was dying.
It
was so funny.
I was horrified.
Did you just want to kill her?
And I was horrified, embarrassed for her, and also like wanted, like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we watch them, and she's basically like making Kardashian faces into the. She's like, like
licking her
faces,
licking her braces.
Licking her braces. Yes. How sexy is that?
And I just was like, no.
No, oh, it was bad.
It was bad on so many levels. So then we follow her. So we follow through Celia.
I follow the fake account.
And there's like, we find three other accounts and we start following all of them. She turns comments off. But just for her.
Because so she knows that I'm going to, or
and
one of us.
She can't comment.
I can't
comment. So she erased the videos and we had to talk about social media and safety and all of this kind of stuff. I did not just let it go.
You're totally leaving out the fact that we also found the video of the two of them, my daughter and her daughter, with your daughter dressed up in her alias as Zach.
Oh, yes. She has an alias, Zach, that she occasionally will go out as, where she tucks all of her hair up and gives herself like a bowl haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
And puts a beanie on. Yeah. And then she was like posting videos
with my daughter as my daughter's boyfriend.
Boyfriend Zach.
I have to tell you, that is really cute. It's all little things, but I have to tell you, it starts like that. And then it gets to like the Mackenzie level where she had a Finsta. And I'm like, what the hell is a Finsta?
Oh my God,
it's
what is that?
Fake Insta.
Oh,
so it's not verified. So it's like only friends of the girls that like,
oh, right.
Maddie's never had one because she can care less. Mackenzie, oh yes. So it's nobody knows
about
it. Wait,
did you know about it though?
No.
Oh.
But I found out about it.
Oh my.
Through, because I have a social media manager, because I have to.
Right.
I mean, sorry. They have so many followers. And I'm like, Kenzie, you cannot have a Finsta. She goes, I don't have a Finsta. She lied to me. And I'm like, yes, you do. She goes, that's not me. I'm like, show me your phone. She goes, okay, that was me. I'm like, yeah, I know. So don't lie to me.
Such a bad lie. Also, it's like, where'd you think that was going?
Yeah. Like, I see, you know what though? I have to say this. Every time I'm with you and your girls, I'm like, those girls are, they're perfect. They are so great, and they're just, they must never do anything wrong. And
I've only met them once. They had manners.
Not.
They were on their best behavior. Right. They were so sweet.
But you know what? You know
loving.
What? Ours are too.
Yeah,
ours are too.
It's all an act.
But I have to tell you,
that's okay. If they can go out in the world and act right,
right, and people think that.
No, that's one. That's great. Maddie is so, I have to tell you, she is so straight and narrow.
Right.
It's really funny. She's like, Mom, am I allowed to say S-L-U-T? I said, why would you want to say the word slut? She goes, I just want to know if it's a bad word. But she spelled it for me. She's 16. And I said, honey, it's, I don't care if you say the word, but just don't call anybody that. She goes, no, but I just wanted to know if that was a bad word. And I'm like, and Mackenzie's like, what? That slut? What do you mean? You say that, all right? What the heck? You know, I mean, you know.
Oh my God. My kid dropped the F-bomb twice this morning.
Oh my God.
Just as an FYI. So
they're total opposite, my kids.
I'm gonna
have just ours are too. Ours are, and that's an interesting thing with two girls, sort of the dynamic with that. And I think, you know, girls have a much harder time on social media.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that we didn't have to deal with, you know what I mean? Like, bad enough when you'd go to school and somebody would write some shit on your locker or somebody would be mean to you. But, like, you could go home.
And you're going to win.
Yeah, maybe people would talk shit on, you know, the three-way line. Remember, line. You know, stuff, something like that. But it wasn't this. It wasn't incessant, nonstop perfection, bullying, all of that.
I'm going to get the statistic wrong, but actually since the development of the iPhone, statistics are, I think it's gone up, suicide in girls, specifically girls under the age of 16 has risen. I think it was 50%. It may have been higher.
Wow.
And that's because exactly what you said. And it's a big topic on, like, you know, in all the, my little psychology forums and stuff is that, you know, you used to leave middle school or high school on a Friday and you went home. And if you were getting bullied, you told your parents and maybe your parents called the family and they were like, knock it off. And maybe the principal knew.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But you were done. Small. And then, but it's nonstop. And not only is that nonstop bullying, it's the being left out. Like, if your friends got together without you. You didn't know. Right. And now it's like, you're, you know.
Well, I think this is real interesting. Which is Kylie or Kendall the model? I'm Jenner.
Oh, gosh.
Whichever one it is.
Kylie's the makeup one. Kendall's the model.
Okay. So Maddie did an event in New York and she was at the event too. She, and we got in the hotel. We were in the car on the way home. She said, Mom, I didn't realize how bad her acne was. I thought she was perfect. Mm-hmm. And you know what? From that point on, Maddie said, I am not going to show anybody that I'm perfect because I'm not. Right. She posts pimples all the time.
Oh,
She puts those little pink pimple cream on.
I had the little, I had the stickers. Yeah. Oh my God. I had like three of them all over my
face. Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I think it's important. I think it's important when you have a platform like that. Like, I post a lot of pictures of me
without
no
makeup.
Filter, no makeup, in sweats, whatever. Cause that's real life. And I think it's important for people to see that. Because it is
a teenager.
Right.
Because they look up to the girls. Like, and Maddie McKenzie know that people look up to them. And some people hate them. Absolutely. And you know what? It is what it is. That's life. You learn from being hated. I don't care.
Right.
Whatever. But my kids are really good about, they don't filter their bodies. And people will say, Mackenzie, you filtered your body. She goes, this is my body.
Right.
And this is the real me. I have a big butt and I don't filter my butt. And she's 14 years old.
Right.
But I think it's really important for kids to be their true selves.
Because
a lot of kids, they look up to these other kids that look perfect, but they're not perfect.
But they're not. No.
Wait, how do you deal with haters? Like, because that comes to, you know, I mean, because my oldest daughter only has TikTok. I am terrified to let her on any sort of social media otherwise, in part because of what you said. And obviously it's on a much bigger level. Mm-hmm. But because you're right, people are always going to hate you for one reason or another, and people have nothing to do, whatever, bullying. But like, if, you know, for you to be a mom of two teen girls and then guys, is it guys? Is it women? Like, what is it? Is it jealousy?
Yeah, that's what is it?
How do you talk them
it's
down?
It's usually, you know, it's funny. I find if I look at my social media, it depends on what I post, who comments with the hate. Like, if I get political, I get a lot of stuff.
Sorry,
I usually keep pretty fairly quiet about that.
I do too.
just because
it's not worth it.
Well, and a majority, I think, of the people that, you know, watch a lot, we might have very different viewpoints, and there's it's not that I'm hiding anything. It's just like,
no, I think everyone
again,
knows where you stand.
To prevent the, you know, arguing on social media. But I will find that I get, if I post a picture of me and my boyfriend, I get a lot of dudes that come on and talk shit about him or say something. And it's funny because that's the only time I get really
that's
defensive.
Crazy.
Is about him or about my kids. If somebody comes on and talks shit about them.
Yeah, you almost never comment, but I always know.
I'm like, you. just get all in it.
Well, for instance, yesterday, the girls and I, we go to a homeless shelter. It's a youth. So I posted a picture yesterday. And people were saying, oh my gosh, where's the Orlando? Where's Johnny? I'm like, oh my gosh, this is showing that these kids need help. I don't give a shit about boyfriends, girlfriends. And there was another boy in the picture that's been Mackenzie's friends for years. Oh, are they dating? It's not about that.
So what do you say? What do you say to the girls though, to keep them? Because like I mean, Harper comes home if someone doesn't sit next to her in, you know, theater class crying. Right. So I'm like, God, you think you want social media? You have no idea what you're in for. Right. How do you talk to them about that and make it so that they don't take it so personally?
Well, they've been on for so many years because they have to for their job.
Sure.
So if years ago when they were younger, they would be so upset about the hate and, you know, mom, they hate me because my teeth are ugly. And Mackenzie gets her nose. Mackenzie has the cutest nose and people say she has a big nose. And what she said just the other day again, she goes, I can't wait till I'm 18. I'm getting a nose job. I'm like, no, you're not.
Right.
Okay. So, but they've learned to deal with it so much better because I say there's so many more lovers than haters.
Right.
And the hate just shows. And it's funny when someone does hate on them, the backlash. I mean, that person gets so much hate.
Yeah.
Last year there was a mother. This is so fucked up.
I think I remember you telling me this story.
What?
A mother was talking crap on Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
she
came to one of our events in Australia.
I remember this.
Yes. So, and this 13-year-old was getting so much hate because her mother was talking and saying Mackenzie dressed inappropriate, blah, 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 blah. And
oh, so her daughter was getting hate because of what she said?
So Mackenzie reached out to her daughter on DM and said, hey, I don't hate you and it's your mom. You know, mom shouldn't get involved. And Mackenzie reached out to her on DM, which was so incredibly sweet.
I love that.
But the mom had to turn off all of her
comments.
But I emailed the mom.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, because there was an email for business inquiries on her daughter, and her daughter wasn't even, I don't even know what her daughter does.
I mean, I feel like now with all the social media stuff, I feel like parents, we're removed a little bit from the bullying. Like you said, it used to be like you'd come home, your kid was upset, you know, Joey and drama was being an asshole. You're like, okay, I got to call Joey's parents.
Right.
You have a conversation. Maybe they come over, maybe work it out. You work it out, so whatever. But the parents are kind of in it. But now there's always stuff that parents don't know about. That's just sort of the nature. But now with Finstas and other social media accounts and all these things that we can't even intervene or monitor, there's all of this really like hateful, awful shit going on that we don't even know about. So like, you know, and the kids don't come to us because they can't tell us that they have a fake Insta or something, you know what I mean? That like they're getting, so it's just, I feel like as parents, we've sort of been removed from that, so it's hard to know sometimes. Like you think, oh, my kid's doing fine on social media. Meanwhile, they're getting direct messages and things like this that you have no idea about.
Well, Mackenzie was being bullied when Maddie and I were on tour. Well, Maddie's on tour,
right?
I always say and I because
you have to go.
Mom's gotta go.
I always, you know. And my husband said she's not sleeping. She comes in the bedroom at 3 a.m. Something's going on. She was being bullied, actually. On DMs, and they said they were going to murder me. They were going to murder Maddie. They were going to, and she was not sleeping. So I had to get the FBI involved.
Oh my God.
I don't take crap, you know. And you know what? And when I do see bullying, I do say something to the kids, but I do say it nicely.
Right.
And they usually back off and say, you know, I'm really sorry. My family life is bad, or it's always
right. So there's always
There's always a reason. It's not like they're just mean kids.
Right.
But I feel that parents today don't watch their kids. Can I tell you something? I am so on my kids. I go to their door and put my ear at their door. I mean, I know. I mean, they've caught me sometimes.
I love that. Because I'm going to be that mom.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I read her journal.
Yeah, you got to be in their shit, but not let them know.
Yep.
Right.
And it's really important to
wait,
do that.
What did you say to the mom? Because that's the other thing about social media, which you bring up. It's not just that kids are doing it. It's that the parents get on it too, well,
remember,
which is
there
crazy.
Was a whole thing that happened. There was a mom, I vaguely remember the story, but something about she was bullying a girl and the girl, I think, wound up committing suicide or something.
Yes, yeah.
A few years ago.
Yep, that was like 3 years ago.
Because the mom jumped in and was, you know, and it's
crazy. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Right. I'm like, it's my job to be mean to my own kids. Right, yes, I'm going to let their parents be mean to them. Like, right. I don't even have the time or energy. I don't want to yell at my own kids as much as I do, let alone go after somebody else's.
I've got no time to yell at other people's
kids.
No. But I emailed this woman a picture of my kids with her daughter.
Oh, right.
And said, oh, really funny because you paid a lot of money to come take dance class with my kids and your daughter really looked up to my kids and now you're trashing my kids all over your daughter's social media account and yours. And I said, you know, it's a shame that our kids have to deal with bullies being bullied by children. Now they have to worry about being bullied by women.
Oh, you just called her out.
And,
that's awesome.
And I did say, you know, about suicide. I said, you know, if something would happen to my child and she would commit suicide,
right,
I'd be coming after your ass for it.
I mean, how would she even feel? Like, that's the thing that I also try and stress to my kids about bullying in general, and how they treat other people. Like, you know, you don't know when the last time is you're going to speak to someone most of the time. You don't know. You could be horribly mean to somebody. They could die in a car accident, you know, that afternoon or whatever. I mean, horrible crap happens and we don't want to believe that, but it does. And so, you know, you don't know what the power of your words are. And if that was the last thing that you did, you were bullying a kid and you're thinking you don't mean that much, and then that person kills themselves, like as a mom or as any parent or as a child, that's what you're going to live with for the rest of your life, that you had a hand in that. Can you live with that?
I mean, depends on the person.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean,
oh, of who goes down?
Yeah, right,
well,
yeah.
Sure. No. That's a given. Right.
But that woman didn't email me back, of course.
Of course, right.
No, because you called her out.
Right.
You called her
out.
Well,
when I think, you know, when you, I find when you sort of pull the curtains and shine the light on the bullying, it all of a sudden becomes, you know, less, people go like, oh, well, I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Because once they get called out, there's not really much to say.
Just like,
except
when
I'm
the
sorry.
Kids.
Yes, but you know what? You will win my respect faster by doing that than anything else. If I call somebody out on something and they're like, oh my God, I didn't see it that way.
Right.
And now I do. And I am so sorry. You're right. You know, or not even you're right. I don't need to be right. I don't agree with what you're saying, but I could see it from your point of view. Like people owning their responsibility in things right away will make me respect you more. And I think partly because I didn't like to used to do that. And I had to work really hard.
Right.
Especially when I was becoming a therapist, to be like, where is my part in this? And why do I get defensive? And why am I jumping to whatever conclusion? So if I get called out for something, I'm like, oh,
I did that. I do wonder, though, if there's going to be like a post-social media, but you know what I mean? If we're going to ever get to the point where we just go like, fuck this.
Yeah.
This is, you know,
like,
I'm not subjecting myself.
A lot of people are.
And I think that is, it's a lot of people are. But I wonder what it's going to be like in our kids' generation. Like, I wonder if our kids are going to be so saturated with it by the time they're...
Can't even imagine because they're so obsessed with it.
I know.
But, right.
The obsession,
but like,
is ridiculous.
By the time they're 25, are they going to be like, oh my God, I just want to like actually live my life instead of, you know, doing it for the gram every single day.
The gram.
Well, I love it.
That's what the kids say. They say I'm doing
it
for the
IG.
Gram.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they call it, according to my young and hip sources... Which, by the way, I said hip the other day. My kids were like, you can't say hip. That automatically makes you uncool.
Well, no, I want to say...
You said gassy to me the other day. So right away, you're like a grandma for that.
Oh,
just so
God.
You know. Right? Who says that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, my mother used to say that.
See?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
I told you. You literally wrote me and said, I've been gassy all day. I didn't know why.
Yes. No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did. After we ate a lot of cheese.
Okay, back to the topic. Anyway,
well, my Maddie, who's 16, she really can care less about social media, and she's really good about it.
That's
she's like,
awesome.
You know, I don't care. I'm like, She really doesn't.
Yeah.
And
I just wonder
Mackenzie
if it'll be like a thing that our, you know, this generation is growing up with just
something
so
be
much yeah. social media, constant. I wonder if, you know, our kids are going to in like 10 years just go like, oh,
yeah.
Or if it's kind of we all finally go like, this was the worst thing potentially to ever happen.
It was
social media. You know
it
what
was.
I mean? Like, it's a great idea in theory. But I think what has become of it is in some regards, don't get me wrong. I love Instagram. I love scrolling through mindlessly mm-hmm. for hours and looking at pretty pictures of, you know, the California wild super bloom or whatever the hell right. it is. Cute dogs, babies. It's great. But it, you know, I do have those moments myself when I'm like, why am I like, am I wasting my time? You know, and I love
Facebook. I mean, I'm 50, but maybe that's why I like Facebook. But
right.
it's all my high school
well,
friends.
Right.
All,
but Facebook has become now the.
Yeah. For older people.
The young. Yep. The hip thing for us.
For
old
us.
Folks.
Yeah. For yeah. us. Right. And then that's a gassy. Right. Yep. That's exactly right.
I love it.
Well, here, I don't like social media, as you know, which is funny because I run a mom website on social media. And so I have to be on there. If I did not have to be on it, I wouldn't be. I don't actually like it. I understand the point of it. The reason I like it is for what you just said, because
right.
I'm 45.
I like to, yeah, exactly.
I like to see my friends from high school. I want to see all their kids and stuff like that. People that I haven't seen in a long time.
Right.
But it does feel like a very big invasion of privacy to me all the time, which
for sure.
I just don't
But that's
love.
What I mean. Like our kids growing up with it, it's not an invasion of privacy.
No,
it is
they don't
want privacy.
Right.
They want everything to be documented. Like I always say, it's like, you know, the kids, I'm like, why do you what is so interesting that's happening that you need to that you need an Instagram
right.
or that you need the world to see? You're in fifth grade. Like life is not.
So don't do the Snapchat because the Snapchat scares me because
I don't. Yeah.
But the reason it scares me so much is when people come to my house, Mackenzie gets so mad at me. I'm like, turn off your location.
Because
they're
right,
like,
yeah.
because one girl didn't and it got our address got out.
Yeah.
But it was literally so quick. And actually, Instagram called me and said, I just found this. I deleted it.
Right.
And I mean, thank God that I have a connection
right.
there. But there it's privacy issues.
Yeah.
Like they can
well,
find
the,
out where
the
you are.
Disappearing,
yeah, but
the disappearing
and, but
videos
kids,
also and the kids sending. I mean, you know, I
we
used
had to
work,
have this conversation yeah, about
what
we
are
had
you
to have
sending?
The,
I mean, I used to work with at-risk kids and I cannot tell you how many of the like 15, you know, 16-year-olds would come in and show me that they had done a snap topless to the dude they like or whatever. And then they would say, oh, but you know, they get deleted. And I'm like, that's not true. And that kid who you sent it to can screenshot that and they can post it. Like once it's out there, you really do not know. And that's like, I mean, that's the other thing I get so nervous
right.
about. What are my kids going to post? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, I never worry about Matt. Maddie has a fake Snapchat because her Snapchat was hacked. She was so over it. They kept
right.
hacking. So she just has a really, hers is just stupid
right.
face masks and stuff like that. Kenzie, I always worry about just because, you know, just because she's Kenzie.
So your girls are 14 and 16, right? So I feel like, are they in entering the dating world? How is, I mean, that terrifying. That is another thing that terrifies.
I'm going to lock my kids up. I can't take it.
Well,
no
Maddie's.
Yeah, no social media, no boys, no, yeah.
No.
Mackenzie
no
has so
no.
many friends that are boys, which I love.
Yeah.
Like they, and they're the sweetest boys. Like they come over our house and they're like, can we bake? I mean, and I
right.
love that. She has really great friends that are boys.
Good.
And she loves boys. I mean,
yeah.
she's like, Mom, there's so many boys that like me. I just don't know what to do.
She
I'm like,
wonder
you know
why.
What? Right. Yeah. I'm like, don't worry about it. Just enjoy.
Yeah. Both
right.
of your daughters happen to be stunningly beautiful,
yeah.
you know, as are you. So, you know,
oh,
like
so
there's, you know, that's like a thing. I'd lock them up. I'm telling you, I would just be like, forget it.
No, but I, you know, I guess that's the hard thing too is being a mom and, well, being a parent and remembering all the dumb things that you did.
Yep.
And now, not only can they do dumb things, they can post them to permanently exist
on social media.
On
yeah.
social media and be bullied for it or be, you know, and that I think it's just social media has shifted the idea of parenting.
And they do these ship names, which it makes
yeah,
me
what the
so
fuck
crazy.
Is that? What is ship? Okay, wait, question. What is Stan?
Stan.
I
it's like you're cool, I think. I don't know. I always ask the girls, what does it mean?
Obviously,
Mom.
We are very cool here. So we've all,
yeah.
I don't
I
never
see it
heard
all the
that.
Time. But here's the thing. I see other like adults post it. Okay, maybe they're not adults, but they're like in their, well, they're adults. They're in their 20s.
That's,
they'll be like, I stand
that's
this.
Debatable.
I know.
Like a
I don't know what it, I don't know what it means.
Wait, I know none of this at
all.
Well,
I say daddy, and like, and I say, oh, daddy's home. And the girl's like, stop saying daddy. I'm like, why? And they're like, it's so bad, mom. Please don't use that word. I'm like, I don't know why.
Right. No, my,
but they want to explain.
Yeah. No.
Really?
My kids are now at the age where they obsess about everything. Like, ooh, that's so, oh, that's inappropriate.
And I'm like, what's daddy mean?
I'm like, she's making a hot dog. Like, she,
that's inappropriate.
I'm like, you could really,
wiener.
Really with the wieners? Yeah, really? That's where already, right. Like, mm-hmm. It's already there. Like, they're like, look at my hot dog. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait.
It's just, yeah. And I feel like that happens like third, fourth grade all of a sudden. Once they realize that there are inappropriate things, that's all they want.
Which, see, again, I still laugh when anyone says balls.
Once they know there are inappropriate things, that's all that they want to
do. The shipping drives me crazy. So if
what does that mean?
So say,
I ship you.
What? Yeah, like say if,
oh my God, I'm
Jody
so lost.
And I are in a picture together, they're like, oh, I ship you. And right. So it would be like.
Like they want them to be in a relationship.
So they would put the J in front of my name.
It's like it's the Brangelina.
Oh, like so, yeah. Like what soap operas do. That's how I can relate to that. That's how old I am, that I'm going to go right to, like, you know, the General Hospital references when couples got together.
Your stories?
Oh, yeah, my stories.
Okay, Grandma. And I'm bad because I said gassy. Fuck you. Okay. Okay, you sit home and watch your soaps.
I don't anymore because I don't have time. I'm just saying that's how I understand what shipping is.
Okay, so shipping is...
It's now it's relatable to me as an old lady.
Okay, so it's like a combination. It's like combining of the names and putting people in a relationship. Okay, got mm-hmm. it.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Like Maddie's best friend's Cameron.
Right.
And it's Maddie. So they call them Catty.
All right, well, now I know what shipping is, so I feel like I've learned something in this episode. Wait, I have...
See, we're knowledgeable. Changing lives and...
My life.
And don't say daddy. And,
don't right. say daddy, and don't say hip, right?
What about hip daddy-o?
No? Oh, I'm going to try them today. I'm going to say, hey, I'm a hip.
Don't, you know right where I went in my head. I know you, as soon as you said it, you know right where I went.
No.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
Okay.
I say dig a lot. Like, I'm like, oh, I dig that. And my kids are like, what?
That's not a word anymore.
I'm like, it is actually still a
word.
Are
you like a beatnik poet?
Yeah, so. I don't know. I've always said, I'm like, oh,
kid,
I dig that.
But kid lingo now is different too. Like it's.
Hook up. Do you know what hook up means? What did hook up mean when we were young?
That we were going to have the sex.
Yeah. Hook up means making out.
Hooking up was not like, it was like making out with somebody, like hooking
Maybe
up
it was
with
just
them.
The
like
sex
everything
for
but
me.
Sex. That's what I was. That was always
apparently
my...
I took it to another extreme.
Whore. So my kids made me count how many guys I kissed in my life.
What?
They, just
oh god,
2 days
don't let
ago.
That ever happen to me in my life
oh,
ever.
Jesus.
Wait,
and
did
I
you
11? And then I called. They said, "Oh, I bet Aunt Naya, which is my sister, kissed more boys." And I'm like, "Oh my god!" So they're like, "We're FaceTiming her," and I'm like, "You better have like kissed more than 11."
You threw your sister under the bus? I
yeah.
approve.
But she's been married to her husband and they've been dating since she's 15, but she got 12. So I'm like,
Okay. Well, there you go.
See?
I hope my kids never ask that question. There's already a minefield of questions for them to choose from, though. I feel like that'll be
It'll
low
be
on the list.
Actually, that'll come first, I bet. Then they'll realize on.
And yeah.
This
around
was just 2 days ago.
Oh,
in the car.
See? Wait, I have a question because sort of going back to the social media aspect of it for you, because this is something that my oldest daughter comes up with all the time is, you know, she's like, I want social media and I want Instagram because all my friends have it and they have this many followers.
Oh,
all about
right?
the followers. Do your Sad. Daughters get upset with each other about, does one of them have more followers than the other and do they care?
No, they could care less.
Okay. It's not like a thing?
They can care less.
No, and I think it's different. Like, I know for me, it's different. When it's not necessarily like you, when it's a public page, you know what I mean? I think being in this industry and it's not like you're like, oh my God, there's 3 million of my closest friends. This is like more of a work thing and it's fan related.
Right.
But when it's kids at, you know what I mean? Like kids
right,
at school.
But they're looking at your, I mean, my kids have brought up your social, or Harper has brought
right,
up your social media. She's
right.
like, Jody has 3 million followers. I'm
well,
like,
yeah.
Jody's on
tell
a
her
TV
to,
show.
Tell her like, to start working when she's 4
yeah,
and maybe
like,
by the time she's 37, she too could have, you
start
know?
Working now. Do something.
Right. But, you know, I it's different. I mean, I'll be honest, like I will look on my Facebook because my Facebook is more my personal account. And I'm like, oh, only like 60 people like this picture. I have like 2,000 friends. I'm not. And then I catch myself and I go like, oh, wow, you're being a 12-year-old girl right now. But I get it.
Right.
I get, you know, on my Instagram, I'm like, it doesn't because it's not as personal. It's I don't get the gratification from it. When I post it on my Facebook and it's like my real friends and my and you know, there's always those things that you post with people in mind to see.
Yeah, you know, as long as your boyfriend likes your post,
right,
exactly, you're fine.
Right, that's basically it, right? Like, I love everything. Oh,
yes, very much.
But I mean, those sorts of things, you know what I mean? Or like, I don't do the vague posts, but I see, you know, but there's always like the people that they're aiming at. But
I come from a really, I come from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Okay. So when I post a picture like with my gay friends, it's so funny. Nobody in Lancaster says they like it. No comments. I'm like, you guys are awful. I'm like, I just want to unfollow all of you. Because it makes me so mad. Most of my friends are gay.
Right.
And they don't. But when it's about my kids or my dog, I get so many likes and so many comments, but they never comment.
You know, it's interesting because when I stop and think about what I get out of social media or the ways that I feel about social media as far as like comparing myself or, you know, like
perfect parenting.
Perfect parenting or perfect, you know, I follow like four different home organizing things and I just drool over like if only my house was so organized.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And my house is organized, by the way, but yes, like my life would be better. You know, all these things that I as an adult deal with. But I'm capable of checking myself and being like, oh, my God, this isn't important and, you know, whatever, and putting it away. But I think like, oh, my gosh, these are such big feelings for
an adult
mm-hmm. to have.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, years of therapy and dealing with life behind it. Like 10 or 12, that's, you know, you have no experience and nothing to base on. Like that's I can't imagine feeling some of those.
I've never felt worse about myself as when I see I love him and I love his page so much. But I Neil Patrick Harris makes me aww. Feel like the worst freaking parent uh-huh. on the planet because
we need to get Neil Patrick Harris on the show.
I need
so we can
to
hear
know
his
if it's yes because he is one
his
of those
kids
people.
Are always perfect.
They're perfect. Right? Yeah. And they look amazing and they're both beautiful. Like both him and his husband right. are beautiful oh, and the I kids know. Are beautiful and everything looks like clean and lovely. And they are like yeah. always like, this is the best day ever. And like, meanwhile, I'm sitting, you yeah. know, next to
no,
my kitty litter crying.
Neil,
like I
Neil,
can't.
If you're listening, Neil, we want to hear your stories. Please. We need to know that you're not perfect.
I honestly
we want to see the getting into the Halloween costumes, not just the finished
product. Exactly. And getting out of them.
Yeah, and get, yes, yes.
I want to see what your kids look like at the end of trick or treating after they ate.
Them,
oh,
right,
yes, you dragged them and they ate a lot of candy and you got stop 5,000 times because you're Neil Patrick Harris.
Right.
I want to see that.
Right.
Just because yeah. I have to know because my kids are like crying and their makeup is smeared and you yeah. know B was stabbing people with a pitchfork 1 year whatever it was
yeah,
staff
yeah, yeah,
you know like
yeah.
we had it was like they were all crying like so yeah. I want that.
So okay, so speaking of craptastic yes. parenting
oh, yeah.
moments.
Uh-oh.
It's time it's for time. Our weekly craptastic parenting moment.
Okay.
Melissa, if you have a craptastic parenting moment, you can feel free to jump on this in this conversation.
It's a contest that we're doing now.
Right.
Okay.
Who has the
that.
Worst one? You
so
go first.
Mine isn't terrible, but I definitely felt some guilt uh-oh. Over it.
Okay.
So I've been trying to eat better. Because I have a sugar weakness and I love it and it's amazing and I just want to shove it all in my face. So we're not going to talk about how many boxes of Girl Scout cookies I purchased uh-huh, and subsequently
too.
Went through and hid from the children.
Yes.
speaking of hiding from the children, that's mm-hmm. what this is about. Uh-oh. So Zoe loves Nutella mm. because it is amazing and delicious and can be eaten straight out of the jar. So at least that's what I say.
Okay.
So she had bought Nutella at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm hiding this from you, mommy, because you'll eat it all. I was like, first of all, that's not nice.
Not untrue.
Not untrue, but not very nice. Uh-huh. So anyway, so she hid it from me. And I didn't find it for like a few days. And then one day I was in the cabinet and I pulled something out and I found the Nutella. You guys, there's like a quarter of the jar of Nutella left. Not even. Like you can see the this was like a couple days
did
ago.
Did you just eat it with a spoon?
Or her finger.
Fuck yes, I did.
Well, like, oh, you used a spoon. Well, yeah.
I used a spoon at least. But I will say, like, getting down to the bottom, you get it all over your hand when you're really getting uh-huh. in the jar.
You're disgusting.
Shut up. So, yeah. So I have eaten her thing, but she hasn't found it yet.
Oh, God. Just replace it.
I know, but it's only like a quarter of the jar.
She'll never remember that.
Okay. But my craptastic parenting moment of the week is I'm stealing my kids' food. And then hiding it and probably would lie to her about it if I got caught.
You definitely lied to her about
it. But I will also say I've moved it to now hide it from her.
No, that's good.
Now so it's a game.
Now it's a, right. Where's okay. Nutella? It's like the elf on the shelf, the Nutella in the pantry. No, so.
Nutella and the Shella.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Nutella on the Shella. Uh-huh. But I am now hiding it from her. So. So
I'm
if she
win.
Goes to look
that
for it
really
in the place that she
not
hid
a bad
it,
thing
it's not.
If she goes to look for it in the place that she hid it, though, I'm going to have to lie to her and be like, oh my God, somebody moved it.
Oh,
that's terrible.
I would turn
and
it
I
on her.
And I may or may not throw B under the bus.
I was going to say,
if it's
you
high
throw,
up, no. I don't think that's going to work.
Don't throw B under the bus. I would totally blame Zoe. Be like, how am I supposed to know where you put your Nutella that you hid from
that
me?
That is an excellent point.
Yeah, make
throw
her
it back
feel
on
bad.
Her.
So
okay,
just
good.
Walk away from it like
that's
that.
That's really not a bad moment. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not so bad. I'm going to win. Okay, mine was this morning. And by the way, I will say that I said to my kids last night that we were, you know, things about our podcast, which at one point Harper is like, oh, I told some of my friends they really want to listen to it. I said, no. Unless you want to be really embarrassed about the things that you do at home and by me, I would not recommend that.
Right.
And she was like, they don't care. And I was like, oh, you're going to care.
Yeah, they don't, but you do.
You're going to care later. And they were like, well, what's your craptastic parent in the parenting moment of the week? I said, I actually don't have one yet, but the week is young. That's what I said. Well, this morning I got it. So my kids were late, like, really late. They were just screwing around, like just being ridiculous. I'm like throwing them out the door and get them in the car. And the older one, Harper's strapping Lulu into her car seat because even though she's 7, she's still in a 5-point harness because she's 41 pounds. And
candy.
So she's like, you know, strapping her in or whatever. And she was getting really pissed at her and cursing at her, like not cursing, but she was like, you know, just put your legs together. Like just being
right,
a total
right,
jerk.
Right.
And I'm like, get in the car. I said, just stop touching your sister and get right. in the fucking car. And so she comes around, she looks at Lulu and I see her look at Lulu. She squeezed her leg a little bit and then she slammed my car so hard. Like the door slammed so hard, the whole car shook. And you ever like go with a lie? Like you lie to your kids and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm in now. I got to go balls deep into the lie. Like there's nothing. So she opens the door.
I get it.
Right? So she opens the door. She looks at me and I go, do you know that you could have broke my window by doing that? You will break. Do you pay for the lease on this car? I don't think you do. It is new. And you know what? You could have slammed that and it would have shattered all over you. And there's neighbors walking by like
she
staring.
Lives in an Orthodox Jewish community, yeah. By the way. Not a community, but like there's a lot. Yeah.
Lots of Orthodox Jews keep us on. Just they're like looking at their kids like, don't look up. Don't look up at the lady like who's yelling right now. And also, my window wasn't going to break. But I went that deep, so I was like, your sister would have been covered with glass, and you could have killed her and died.
That.
You know,
right,
like,
yes.
What the hell? That's not a thing. It's not a thing, but I had to go with it.
Like, I love that, because I have said to my kids, if you do that, you know you can die. And they're like, now they don't.
Right.
Believe it.
Oh, that ends. They won't believe me at some
no.
point?
Because I'm like, you could have died.
Because no, then
like,
they'll try it and be like, I didn't die. And then you're like, oh, shit. Right.
It's a dare.
That was it. Right.
So
yeah,
it's a
exactly.
Dare.
Right. Right. Okay. What's your moment?
Well, this week I went and got a massage. Well, I've gotten 3 massages this week.
Oh, my God.
That's been
it's been a rough week.
Yeah. And I lied to the girls and told them I had a meeting. So don't. Because I didn't want to tell them
now.
I had 3 massages because I really don't do a lot for myself. But I went and got another massage and it was a 90-minute massage. I'm like, don't call me. I'll call you.
Right. I'm very busy.
I say, I'm
right
going
now.
To a meeting at Rachel's. And so don't. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
And I didn't tell Rachel and I should have because what if she would have texted the girls and say,
it's
wait.
It's been too long since you were a teenager. You got to remember if you're going to lie.
And wait, Rachel's your manager. Right. Both of your managers,
yes,
by the
yes.
way. And,
so,
and is also sitting here listening
and
to the lie.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I went and got another massage and didn't tell the girls that I was getting massaged.
I'm gonna win this week.
You win.
If you're listening, you guys get to vote, but I really feel I win this week.
Yeah.
With the dying of a car shattered window.
Lying to your terrifying your children.
As per usual.
Hey, I take Maddie's shoes all the time because we're the same size, and I literally go home and I scrub them and I put them back all the time.
Nice.
That's amazing.
So guys, this is what we're,
we
you know, lie to your kids.
Yep, lie to your kids.
All right, well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us this week. It has been such a pleasure. And now, Celia, I believe we've got to throw in all of our fabulous ways for people to get a hold of us and contact us and follow us and obsess about all
about
things.
About everything that we say.
Yes.
And plan making t-shirts for us. We're just saying. So we have our social media accounts and we have email that you can email us. But first, let's start with social media. We have Instagram. It's at Never Thought I'd Say This. Facebook, same thing, at Never Thought I'd Say This. Twitter is at Never Thought I'd because the full title was not available and that really pissed me off, just so you know. And I tried. And it really bothered me. Anyway, and if you'd like to email us, you can email us at, Let me open it up because I kind of had to shorten that too. Never thought I'd at Proton Mail. That's ProtonMail.com. Never thought I'd at ProtonMail.com.
All right.
Yeah.
We can't wait to hear from all of our listeners about their craptastic parenting moments. Mm-hmm. We want fail mail. If you have parenting fails or, you know,
airing of grievances.
Yes. The airing of your kids' grievances when your kids need to complain to management, please send those in. All right, you guys. Remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.